Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus took them up the mountain to pray, and while they were there, he was transfigured among them. The season of Epiphany, the time that comes between Christmas and Lent, is about revelation. The revelation of who Jesus is, and the revelation of who God is in and through the person of Jesus. Every year on the last day of the season of Epiphany, we read this story of the Transfiguration. In Luke's gospel, the chapters that lead up to the Transfiguration are also about revealing who Jesus is. Jesus is the Messiah, sent to carry out God's vision of mercy and peace and justice by healing the sick and welcoming the outcast, by living fully out of the compassion of God. In the story today, Jesus takes his three closest disciples up a mountain. They are struggling, reeling, really, because Peter named Jesus as Lord, and Jesus said, "Yes, it is true that I am the Messiah." And then Jesus went on to tell them that they must go to Jerusalem, where he will be arrested and killed and raised. But the disciples' understanding ends at killed. They know the story. They have seen Jesus in conflict with religious leaders. They know the brutality of the Roman occupation. The idea that the Messiah would be in danger is not hard to understand. The idea that he could rise from the dead is incomprehensible, beyond hope or even consideration. And so Jesus brings Peter and James and John up the mountain. He brings them not to lecture them or offer them some secret knowledge. No, he brings them to pray, to bring their struggles, their questions, their confusion and hopes and fears to God. He is teaching them what it means to live as disciples, being wholly in communion with God. And Jesus is coming to pray as well. Perhaps he prays, "Father, I am doing my best, but they just don't get it. What more can I do?" Or perhaps he prays, "Okay, I've said it. Now I have to do it. I'm going to Jerusalem. But Father, I'm afraid." Perhaps he has climbed the mountain away from the crowds to practice and to teach that sort of prayer, which is simply resting in God's presence beyond the reach of words. And while he is praying, the appearance of his face changes and his clothes become dazzling white. It is in prayer that he is transformed, transfigured right in front of his friends, and they catch a glimpse of who he truly is. In that glimpse, Jesus is talking to Moses and Elijah, two of the greatest prophets who shaped what Israel would become as a people dedicated to God. In many translations, it says that they are speaking of his departure, which he is about to accomplish. He is about to depart on his journey to Jerusalem and to the cross that awaits him there. When we gather on Ash Wednesday this week, we will hear how Luke tells that story of Jesus turning his face toward Jerusalem. But what is interesting in the story today is that that word translated departure is actually exodus, the word for exodus. Moses, who brought the people of God out of Egypt in an exodus from slavery to freedom, speaks with Jesus about an exodus. In the stories of Israel's history, the exodus marked the beginning of the long journey into the promised land. And this transfiguration event comes at the outset of Jesus' long journey that will be accomplished only in Jerusalem. The first Exodus was a new beginning in Israel's covenant history with God. Jesus' Exodus will offer a new beginning for all people, as his death and resurrection will defeat sin and death for all people. As we prepare to enter the season of Lent this week, we are invited to take this journey, this Exodus with Jesus, to the cross and beyond. We are invited to follow Jesus up the mountain and with him at our side to enter into prayer. And in that prayer, we too may meet Jesus as he truly is, in his glory and in his humanity, in his righteousness and in his compassion. And Jesus will come to meet us just as we are, with all our doubts and struggles, all our hopes and cares, with all that we don't understand and all that we can't yet see. Jesus will come to us, to meet us, and invite us to follow. Thanks be to God. Amen.